T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, today, my friends, we're going to work on a topic here. It's actually a two-pronged topic. And the first side of the topic is something called entropy. And entropy, definition of which is the really just the heading towards or the total destruction of any they call it thermodynamic system. It could be a thing, a person, a whole universe for that matter. But the concept is that over time, all things deteriorate. And this natural destruction, this natural falling apart process is what we want to talk to you today about. Both, and we're going to do it on multiple levels. We're going to talk about the level personal, and your personal life, and your personal fitness, and your personal health. And we're going to talk about at the level of your investments, at your personal investment levels. And then we're going to talk about it at also the constructional level of a piece of real estate and so forth. Now, the flip side of entropy is hypertrophy. Hypertrophy is where you take a cell or an entity and you make it larger and stronger and better. As opposed to hyperplasia, which is where you take and create more cells. And in your body can make your muscles bigger and stronger, or it can create more cells. The more cells you have, the more oxygen you can bring to the table, the more endurance you have. And so some things we do, we create endurance. And some things we do, we create larger cells, stronger cells, cells with thicker walls that are stronger. And the same thing is true in life. Sometimes in life, we're trying to add more stuff to our life. We're creating a volumization in our life. And sometimes we're trying to take what we already have and make it stronger. I just got married after 12 years of a relationship. I didn't add more women to my life. I added a stronger relationship with one woman to my life, which is hypertrophy. As before that, when I was dating women out there, it was really hyperplasia. How many different women can I date in how many different cities? The volume scenario compared to the growth of scenario. So we have these two competing forces in life, and those two competing forces are either taking us forward or they're taking us backwards. And in the last 12 months of my life, I've had a massive switchover. I went from being in a massive, massive entropy state where my body was just falling apart. I mean, pieces of my body were falling off the bone. And I was watching myself liquidate and become almost a vegetable to when all of that stopped and I was able to get back control of my system and start building it back. And during that time, I built back massive amounts of gains, which we'll cover, which were both emotional gains, physical gains, financial gains, all occurring during the same period of time, which was meaning that we were not only adding volume to the relationships and to the things that I was doing, I was adding, adding size. I was adding volume as to more things I was doing. So all of that is going to be covered today. Now, before we get into covering all that, though, we have a guest here today. And the guest kind of fits in from the point of view that he is with a construction company that has done renovations on apartment complexes for our members. And one of the renovations he did is a renovation on an apartment complex we're going to get to see on the October 26th Dallas Masters Bus Tour. Now, on that Masters Bus Tour, if you're not signed up, you want to get a hold of Lifestyles up there and get yourself a seat because they go quickly. It's a limited number of seats because there's only so many buses and there's only so many places that we're going. So there is a limitation to how many people we can take. I was just up there the other day for a two-day, and we had 300 people in the auditorium. So there's a lot of people. This could fill up very quickly, and you might miss out. But what you're going to see is you're going to see these multiple different apartment complexes, and one of which is one that this company has helped renovate. So I'm going to bring this gentleman on. I have not personally met him yet, but he has been a vendor for us up in Dallas. His name is Dax Ferguson, and Dax is with Heritage Construction. Dax, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Dale.
So you run into all kinds of entropy, all kinds of stuff that is deteriorated down to nothing, and it's your job to bring it back. And as you sit down with a member and you start to decide what they're going to do, what their, you know, their project outline is, their goals for the project, share with us how that process works and how much of it is, hey, let's go back and make what was there better, and how much of it is, let's put something new in there, make this thing really pop. Can you share that with us, that planning phase?
It's exactly it. We come in, and what we do is we call it our Dreamcast meeting, where we walk the property and we talk about what they want to do to make the property more stable, as, you know, repair the roofs if they need to be repaired, the siding's falling off, let's fix that, let's paint it, let's make it look good. But the second part to that is just what you were saying, is making it better, making it a better community for these tenants to live in or these residents to live in, and making it more appealing for them to stay, creating that stickiness factor, if you will, for them to stay around, creating a sense of community, whether it's community areas like pergolas and outdoor kitchens and things like that, but playgrounds for the kids. It's different things like that, but really filling both buckets, right, that you were just talking about. So we pride ourselves on those aspects.
Now, when you're walking with people and you're going through that planning stages, or the dream stage, as you're calling it, do we start with a budget and work our way into the production, or do we come up with the production first and then figure out what the budget is on it? Which way does it work, or is there a balance there?
So you've trained your guys really well. They always have a budget when they go in, and they don't tell me what it is. So in the Dreamcast, we go and we walk it, and we go everything that could possibly happen, and then we kind of scale it back to what fits their budget and what makes the most sense to get the most bang for the buck.
What would you say makes the most sense to get the bang for the buck in most cases? We'll talk in general first, and then we can talk more specifically.
Yeah, you need to take care of the tenant's lifestyle, right? If the roof is falling down and caving in, you got to fix that. You know, you take care of the siding is falling off. You got to fix that. You got to stabilize your asset in the construction side as well as the financial side. The construction side is to keep more damage from happening. So if you leave things open to the weather, you know, an open rooftop, it's going to damage it more and deteriorate more. So you've got to take care of those things first. So that's, you know, first and foremost. And second tier is, let's beautify the property and make it a more appealing place for people to, you know, want to live. And then the community sees that you're taking care of the property, and you have more potential tenants that are coming into the office wanting to leave. And then lastly, you take care of adding value, additional value to the property by adding some additional community environments, whether it's a pergola, outdoor kitchen, playground, things of that nature.
Okay. So as I remember back in the last rehab I did, which was quite a bit ago, I haven't done one in a while, I used to remember living by the motto, first always clean and functional. And I guess that's what you're talking about. Hey, you better have roofs that work. You better have, you know, plumbing and electrical works. You got to have all this stuff that actually is the asset that they're paying to use as a tenant. So clean and functional. And then I went health and safety. Do you see a lot of health and safety upgrades out there now? Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to a break here. We'll pick that one up when we come back. But in general, we want to talk about health and safety that needs to be taken care of. And then when we take care of the health and safety issues, let's talk a little bit more about some of that bang stuff you did to make something really stick out and make it appealing. We're going to take a short break right now. With us here is Dax Ferguson from Heritage Construction, one of the vendors and sponsors for the Masters Tour in Dallas, October 26th. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Dax Ferguson from Heritage Construction. Heritage Construction is the one of the construction guys that do a lot of work for us up in Dallas, but they're also the person they're sponsoring our Dallas Masters bus tour on October 26th, something you're not going to want to miss. The bus tours every single year are the highlight of the activities in each and every city that we have them in. People come from all over the country and they sell out. And I want to tell you this, this is not a sales pitch. They sell out very quickly, and there's no way for us to expand the number of buses we have, because there's only so much space and so much time to get from event to event. So with me here today is Dax, and Dax is going to share with us, as we came out of the break, I had two more things I wanted to cover. First of all, the first one was health and safety issues. What kinds of health and safety issues do you run into on almost a regular basis? It seems to me when I was doing this, I ran into the same stuff all the time. Share with the audience what kind of stuff that has to be done.
Sure. So, you know, safety issues are going to be, balconies being secure, the railings being secure, they being the right height, trip hazards around the property, things like that. But health safety, that's going to go into the interiors and make sure there's no leaks anywhere. There's no mold in the properties or, pest control. Pest control is a huge part of the health safety issues that you've seen in some, until you get in there and take care of it and remediate the problems. They can become very hazardous.
As I remember, right, just the normal stuff we ran into almost every time, of health and safety issues where the cantilever balconies were almost always messed up, broken concrete when you have lightweight concrete on your balconies, stairways up to the balconies were almost always messed up. Just seemed to be a general, something that just deteriorated so much because it's outside, that type of stuff. Pools. I don't care what year I've redone a pool. It seems like the year before they changed the laws again, there was almost always some pool problems. So up on the balcony, you've got not only the height of the rails, but the distance between the rails. You can't let the little baby's head go through the rails, so you can't be, I think it was 4 inches back the last time I did one. You've got the swimming pool. You've got the gate. Gate has to be able to be let go from 4 inches out, and the spring strong enough to close the stupid thing and lock it, which means you have to have a pretty gosh darn strong thing, and you have to have a lock that's above the height of a young child, which I don't know what that is, five and a half feet or whatever. The lock's got to be up there where they can't reach it. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, but it's all got to be done. There's no getting around it. You got your boiler room, you got your gas. Your gas has to be, all kinds of legal things for your gas. I remember having to go buy a whole bunch of work because my gas meter was next to my parking lot, and I had to build a cage with, parking actually steel pipes around it so that, a car couldn't drive into a drunk guy, knock off the gas. I mean, on and on and on. So it goes, and you just keep, you put up with it. But you got to do it all. I mean, health and safety stuff has to be done. So now we come up with the upgrades. And the upgrade situation is one where you always ask yourself, if I put this upgrade in, what does it add? Okay, maybe it adds stickiness. In other words, people really like it. They don't want to leave. So because my turnover goes away, or not goes away, but goes down, the stickiness is increased, right? What else could help? It could help for first, walkthrough appeal. Never get a second chance to make a first impression. So you walk on site and go, boom, man, this has just got that appeal, that, drop dead first sight appeal, blah, 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 that type of situation. And then you've got your upgrades, which is a decision you make between, is my clientele price sensitive or is my clientele product sensitive? So as you look at those, you've got these interior upgrades. What do you see? Give us some of your insight as to what pays and what doesn't pay for all these fun upgrades that we have unlimited amounts of incentive to put in, but no money, or a limited amount of money to put them in with.
Yes. So we see a lot of, and I'm going to focus on the exterior because that is the wow factor to bring the people in, into the property, and it creates a new style of tenant that's coming in. Maybe you're upgrading it from a C plus to, a B, B property. And there's some things that people expect on a B property that a C property may not necessarily have, right? So you may have to add a better pool area. You may have to add an outdoor kitchen area and playground and things of that people expect to have on a B style property. There's those kinds of things, but other than that, having a visually appealing property means a lot to a lot of people. I mean, you've been to properties, Dale, where you've walked on and you're like, this just is not a pretty property. And it may have been, before you bought it, and you're like, visually, nobody wants to live here because it's just flat out ugly. And so there's different ways on every property of how to make it appealing. Maybe it has a mansard that goes, halfway down the building or three quarters of the way down the building and it's falling off. And what do you do there? Do you get rid of the mansard? Do you put, siding on it to make it visually appealing? You know, there's those kinds of things that you have to address and figure out what you're going to do as the lead is, you know, where do you want to spend your money to make it happen? But one of the things we talk about a lot is roofing is a problem, you know, especially if you have a flat roof or things like that. But just because you have it doesn't necessarily mean you need to replace it. You may can just do a repair on that roof or do a less expensive silicone coating over that roof to make it have a 10-year warranty or a 20-year warranty, whichever you decide, and then take those funds that you thought you needed to spend on that roof and put them into some of the other things that create value to the tenant. And your tenant base, wherever it is, whether it's in, you know, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, wherever your market is, you have a tenant base that has a requirement, and you'll look at your comps, obviously, and figure out what those things are. And then you just kind of emulate that and make sure that your property has those things of what they're looking for and what the other communities have. Interior wise, it's, you know, clean. You want a clean property. You know, most everybody is going to a vinyl plank these days, getting rid of carpet, all of the allergens that are in carpets, and you have to replace them every turn. Well, vinyl plank, you don't have to. Everybody wants a clean painted walls. They don't want a bunch of patchwork on it. They want it to look clean. Your demographic is going to determine if you want, you know, a laminate countertop or a granite countertop. You know, that's really going to drive if you're going to spend that money or not. Get rid of your window units. And if there are your window units, typically in the state of Texas, it means that you have a problem with your AC unit that's there and you need to do some work on that unit. So things like that, that's really what's going to drive some of your costs.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take another break. Again, Dax is with Heritage Construction. Dax, are you out of just Dallas or anywhere else? Are you in other cities?
We are all over Texas. We are in Georgia, and we're also in the Phoenix market.
Okay, great. So they are the ones that are sponsoring the Masters Tour in Dallas, October 26th. You're not going to miss it. And when we come back, I'm going to talk with Dax about what makes the difference between a major construction company, you know, that does apartments, and just little Bob that drives around his pickup truck and tries to build stuff. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 25 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
You have to decide, am I willing to get in right now? Is the world over? Is the good world over? Is it going to crash?
Miss your chance to ask Del a question during the show? You can connect with Del off the air, too. Go to DelOnTheRadio.com, click on the Twitter link, and ask your question. Hashtag AskDel.
I believe that a good teacher has the skill set to be able to bring people through multiple levels of learning that are completely different from one another.
Have a comment for Del instead? Use hashtag TellDel.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is Dax Ferguson from Heritage Constructions, the sponsors for the 2019 Dallas Masters Bus Tour. This tour is going to occur on Saturday, October 26th, and you're going to need a ticket to get into it. We're going to go and see three or four different properties. I forgot how many it was. I think it's three properties we're going to go see, and you'll get to get the information, the financial information. You'll get to walk through them and learn all the different things they did to change these around and make them worthwhile and nice properties. In addition to that, I will be having on the night before, Friday night, the 25th, I will be having a live Dell event where it'll be an open house event where I will be speaking and have a little talk and answer question answer session, along with hors d'oeuvres, light hors d'oeuvres, and so forth. So we'll have the Friday night event, and then we'll have Saturday road trip, bus tour, I'm sorry. And then after bus tour is really what I think is neat. We come back and I do a debrief, and we actually talk about what they saw and what they should have learned during the process. So as a sponsor to all that, we have Dan here from Heritage Construction. And Dan, I wanted to ask you, just is a long point of view, what is the difference between these little fly-by-night construction? I shouldn't put it that way. I won't call them fly-by-night construction. But what's the difference between a small guy who can do a little renovation on a house and a large company like yourself who does apartment complexes? What do you bring to the table that they don't bring to the table?
Well, I call them chucking the trucks, right? So you can have a chuck in the truck come do your property and do it, and he might not have insurance, and he might not be able to wait for your lender to give you your money that is held until the projects are at certain thresholds, right? So, we have issues to where, we've completed a project or we're at a threshold of 50% done with the project. And, we have to wait for the inspection from the lender to happen. And, that process takes, 30 days sometimes for the lender to come out and inspect and to release the funds. And the chucks and truck, they need to be paid on Friday because they don't have the cash flow to be able to cash flow to continue the business. So the work stops until they can get paid. And that's really a big problem that you would have by using someone that can't do that type of business, because if the work stops, it means that much longer before you hit your goals and able to get to where you want to be and stabilized as a property. So, we've been around a while. We're expanding, and we're expanding our cash flow to do that as well. So we are pretty proud of how we can help these leads be able to do the projects and do them in a timely manner, so that they can get the money out of the lender to pay their bills, pay us, and we help them through that process.
One of the things that I've noticed from doing deals all over the country here since we've started that, and just even in the areas that I worked in, Houston has very various municipalities and different, counties. So there's different laws and different permitting challenges in each one of these different municipalities and different counties. How do you guys deal or help the member deal with all of that permitting stuff? I mean, to me, some of it gets very complicated.
Yeah, so we have project managers all over, and our project managers go and pull the permits and do that for the work that we're doing. But we also, even if it's a work that we're not completing, we also have helped, some of the leads to where they bought it and it had issues from the city not giving a green tag for some electrical work that had been done on the property. Therefore, they couldn't occupy some units that were ready to rent. And so what we've done is we've gone to the city where we have relationships all over Texas and some other areas. And we go in and we help them, push them along. We meet with the city. We say, okay, what needs to be done? We have new ownership coming in. How can we help them get to where you can give them their CO so that they can have tenants move into this property? And then they give us their list, and we go knock it out. You know, we're licensed. We have, you know, licensed electrician, licensed HVAC guys. And so we do everything properly so that you don't have to worry about those issues. And then we close out those jobs and with the city, and everybody knows that it was done correctly. So that's the biggest part of it, just being on top of it and knowing what's going on. But we're very well versed in dealing with the cities and the municipalities to get those done.
We're in the process of, you know, letter of intent, feasibility, you know, getting ready to close. Where in the process do we bring you in, and how do we work you through the process with us?
Well, there's a couple of ways. We launched in January a due diligence program that we do, and it's I spoke about a little expo and at the Masters Tour at the expo, but we do a due diligence where you can walk in. Every single unit, we take 35 pictures on average. We take pictures of serial numbers of dishwashers and all of that, whether it's boiler system, chiller system. We have all of those pictures taken care of. And you don't even have to walk with us. You can actually log in and from your desk, either at home or in the office while you're doing rent roll evaluations, and you can watch it happen in real time on your screen. So obviously, that's after the LOI has been accepted and you're going in contract. If you want us to dreamcast with you of looking at a property and going, hey, I'm thinking about buying this property. Can you just come walk it with us? Sure, we can come do that. And there's no charge for us to come out and walk that with you and just kind of give you some ideas of what could be done and general idea of what that would cost. But then after you're in contract and you're getting ready to close, we really try to dial in your scope and dial in your numbers so that on day one, after you close, that we can come in and we can start knocking out the projects. All that's already done. So that's kind of our process of what we do and offer.
Let's start from first to last and share with the listeners here. What is the, when you first jump in there, what's the first stuff you got to do? Is it demo? You know, where do you start at, and then what's the first things that get built back as you do it? Because I know that on any project management type of project, you've got really like what they call a Gantt chart effect. You can start some of the stuff, but not all the stuff, and some stuff gets in the way of other stuff. What's the most important order you have to follow when you get involved?
So rooftop down and street view. Motto, how we do it. So if we have to work on your roofs, we're going to start at your roofs on your street side first, and then we're going to go down on that building. So it's going to go rooftop, you know, siding needs to be replaced, replacing that, replacing any rotting wood. We're going to prime, we're going to prep, and then we're going to paint, you know, and then we're going to work our way back. So after roofers are done with front buildings, they're going to go back through the property to the back side of the property. And then, you know, painting front to back. And then after we get everything done on the building specific stuff, then we're going to come back and we're going to work on amenities. So if it's pergolas, if it's the pool, if it's the fencing, it's things of that nature. And then also somewhere in there, we're going to work on the sign, because the sign is going to be a street view that really we're going to do our best to make pop if we build a structure for it. So that it really pops. When people see things happening on a property on the street side, they start watching. They're like, okay, I'm going to watch and see what's happening here. Well, then once they see some of the changes that are happening and they like, it's going to bring them into the office. The one thing we talk about a lot is put dream boards in your office. You know, hey, this is what we're doing on the, we're going to fix the pool. We're going to do this. We're going to do that, with pictures and examples of what you're going to do. And people willing to come to the property and be there and live through the construction phase, because they see the vision of what's going to happen. It's not just being told to them, yeah, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And that way, where some properties go down in tenants, you know, your occupancy goes down when you start construction, we see that you have some increase when you go through construction because people like to see things change in their area. They want it to be better.
Excellent. We're going to take a short break now. Again, we've got Dax here with Heritage Construction sponsoring the 2019 Dallas Masters Tour on October 26th, of course, on the day before Friday night. I've got my meeting at 25th. You don't want to miss that. So the ticket gets you into both the meeting with myself and the cocktail party afterwards and the bus tour the next day. We'll be right back with Dax Ferguson and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways?
Cash flow.
Money in your pocket each month.
Equity capture.
The thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map.
Appreciation.
Real estate can increase in value over time.
Equity buildup.
Renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally,
the tax advantage.
When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Del's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Del delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is Dax Ferguson from Heritage Construction. Heritage Construction is the sponsor for the 2019 DFW Masters Bus Tour. This event is on October 26th. And it's in, obviously, Dallas, Texas. We're going to go see four apartment complexes. All four of them are just wonderful situations. In fact, one of them is done by a person that had won the National Apartment Association Real Estate Investor of the Year in 2019. And this was going to be her second project, a Class A, so it's going to be interesting to see that one. Dax and his team have done construction on one or more of these other properties, and you'll be able to see what they've done. They'll show you that when we get to the tour. Also, I will have the live Dell event on the Friday night before that. Your ticket for the bus tour will get you into that event also. So as we get into this here, and we look at this four properties we're going to go see, Dax, I'm going to ask you a question. It's probably one of the tougher questions you've been asked in a while, and it's just something I've always been curious about. When we do this new construction, are there any warranties? And if so, what warranties should I put value in? Because I know I've purchased stuff and I've gotten warranties, and we've stuffed our drawer full of warranty packages or whatever, you know. You know, we bought 100 refrigerators, 100 dishwashers, 100 this. We got all these warranty things. And we're thinking, do we ever actually get anything out of any of these holding all these warranty packages? Or is it just like it's never really going to cover anything in reality? It's never really going to be able to be used. It's whatever. Tell me what you think. You're in the business. Are there any warranties that actually make any sense?
Yeah, so we use paints. So we use PPG paints, which is also another vendor of Lifestyles. And we use their paints on the exterior exclusively. And a couple of things that they do is they digitize the property and help you see what colors you're going to put on there and throw some colors on the digitized image. And you can see kind of what that looks like. But one of the things that they do is they come out and inspect during the job, right? So kind of after we prep, they come and look at it. And then while we're applying the paint, they'll come out and look at it. And then you can get a warranty up to 7 years, 5 years on their paint. And they'll warranty that at no additional charge. So we've had a couple of instances where we've prepped it correctly. We've done everything correctly. And we've had an issue here or there, and they've held true to their warranty. So it's, you know, it happens, some of those things. And painting a property can be pretty expensive, so you want to make sure that's there. Roofing would be your other big warranty that's a valuable warranty, depending on the style that you use, whether it's shingles on a pitch roof or if it's a modified bitumen or a TPO or a silicone-applied warranty. You know, those warranties hold up pretty well. You know, the labor part of the warranties on shingles, you know, is 5 years typically. And then you have a lifetime warranty on the shingles. And I've had an instance on those where the shingles failed. And so the supplier had shingles out there and they paid the labor to reapply them and everything was done. I did do the warranty work as well as put them on initially. But if I were gone, let's say you had them applied by somebody else, and the issue happens, the manufacturer typically takes care of that, and they'll pay somebody else to come in and put them on. So I think those are probably the two most valuable warranties of things that we do on a property.
Okay, great. So as we finish up here, why don't you tell people how they can get in touch with you and what locations you're willing to do work in. We'll just finish up with that.
All right, fantastic. So you can call the 800 number. It's 855-245-0100 is a number to call us. You can also find me on Facebook, Dax Ferguson, or Heritage Construction and Consulting Services. Our website is heritagecs.com. And we're working all markets in Texas. In fact, I'm in Lubbock today working on a couple of projects. And then we do Georgia and Phoenix. We're breaking into the Phoenix market because of what's happening with Lifestyles there. So we're following some people out there to do some work for them. So if you have any jobs or want to talk about any of those markets, we'd love to talk to you and see how we can help you out.
All right. We really appreciate you coming on the radio today, and also very much appreciate you sponsoring the Masters Tour for us. Thanks for coming on. For the rest of you out
Thanks
there,
Jeff,
if you've been listening... Thank you, Dax. For the rest of you out there, if you've been listening about this bus tour, I've got a telephone number you can call if you want to get signed up for it or get more information on it. The telephone number is 866-945-6565. I'm going to repeat that for you. It's 866-945-6565. The road trip is starting out of our Dallas office. It's in Las Colinas. There's plenty of hotel space. The hotel I always stay at is the Omni right across the street. But within that area, there's no less than five or six major hotels. I'm sure they've got rooms set up if you call in. They've got discounts, bulk discounts, if you want to get yourself a room. But you don't want to miss this. I mean, I've never had a road trip, a bus tour trip, that people have not come off of and said they got more, double more, triple more than what they paid for it. It's just a phenomenal opportunity for people to visualize what we do as real estate investors. Because, you know, we can talk about it and talk about it and talk about it. But until you go stick your hands on it and you smell a Class D, you see a Class D, you struggle through the process mentally of understanding that Class D can be brought back up to a beautiful, beautiful investment. And in this case, where you're going to get to be able to see Class Bs and Class As also, it's really going to be an educational experience, and I don't want you to miss it. So one more time, 866-945-6565. Hope to see you there. And remember always, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Radio show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.